Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former Vice President Pence said he would consider an invitation to testify in front of the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Pence's remarks came during an event in New Hampshire many presidential hopefuls attend. NPR's Deepa Shivram has the details.
Pence was asked if he would be agreeable to an invitation from the House January 6th committee.
If there was an invitation to participate, I would consider it.
Pence added that it was unprecedented for a vice president to testify on Capitol Hill, though one sitting vice president has testified before. He also said he would have to reflect on his, quote, unique role as vice president if there was a formal invite from the committee. Pence's aides were featured in several of the committee's hearings throughout the summer. He oversaw the congressional count of electoral votes on January 6th, and Trump supporters threatened to kill Pence as Trump pressured him to illegally overturn the results. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Washington.
Lawyer Rudy Giuliani testified before a grand jury in Atlanta on Wednesday. His appearance was part of an investigation into attempts by former President Donald Trump and others to overturn Trump's 2020 election defeat in Georgia. Giuliani did not offer any details about what he told the grand jury. Some California lawmakers are backing the demands of striking mental health workers at Kaiser Permanente. More than 2,000 clinicians have been picketing in the Bay Area and the Central Valley since Monday. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED explains.
Clinicians say they walked off the job after a year of failed negotiations. State Senator Scott Wiener authored a current law requiring insurers to cover mental health care. He commended the workers for standing up to Kaiser.
There have been major issues at Kaiser in terms of providing people with timely access to mental health and addiction treatment. And the workers have been advocating for years to have more staffing and compliance with the law. And that hasn't happened.
The leaders of California's two legislative chambers agree. Kaiser says it's trying to hire new therapists, but faces a national shortage of mental health experts. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says she's shaking up the organization with the hope of making it more nimble. The CDC has been criticized for a slow response to both the pandemic and the monkeypox outbreak in the U.S. The changes include internal staffing moves and steps to speed up data releases. CDC leaders are calling the changes a reset of the organization. Inflation in Britain has reached a 40-year high of 10.1%. Climbing food prices and soaring energy costs were major factors in that increase. Many economists, meanwhile, say it could get worse. And the Bank of England says higher natural gas prices are likely to push inflation up above 13% in October and put the country into a recession. You're listening to NPR News. China continues to send naval vessels and fighter jets across the waters toward Taiwan. China's been holding on an off-live fire military drill since U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a congressional delegation visited the self-ruled island. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
Taiwan's defense ministry said China launched 5 ships and 21 aircraft to churn the waters and buzz the skies around Taiwan. 5 of the aircraft crossed into airspace Taiwan overseas, once a rare but now regular occurrence designed to intimidate Taiwan. China also announced this week it was sanctioning 7 more Taiwanese officials and activists, including Taiwan's ambassador to the U.S., because China claimed they supported Taiwan independence. China has claimed control over Taiwan for more than 70 years and objects to any sign, like a U.S. congressional visit, that makes Taiwan seem like its own country. Emily Fang, NPR News.
A federal judge has ruled that abortions are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy in North Carolina. U.S. District Judge William Osteen ruled Wednesday that the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade erased the foundation for his 2019 injunction on the state law. The ruling reduces protections in what had been one of the South's few remaining safe havens for reproductive choice. The world's smallest and most endangered sea turtle is hatched in the wilds of Louisiana for what is thought to be the first time in 75 years. State crews found tracks of female Kemp's Ridley turtles and hatchlings leaving the nest in the sand of an island off the state's coast. They also took photos of two of the hatchlings crawling toward the water. Officials say threatened loggerhead sea turtles are also nesting on the islands. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.